Programs designed to spark interest for careers in cybersecurity are reaching out to kids as early as elementary school. By integrating cyber awareness and education into everyday subjects, they're showing students that there's no stereotype for the cyber professional. Robin Williams is the director of the National Cybersecurity Education and Awareness Office at the Department of Homeland Security. I asked him what they're looking for as they continue to expand and reach more schools.
We're looking for teachers and schools who are open to taking their education curriculum to the next level. Right now, the way the schools are structured, it's hard to find time in a day to squeeze in any extra programs. So the idea being is, how can we infuse cybersecurity into the existing curriculums in the schools? So how do we make cybersecurity part of your physics class? How do we make it part of your civics class? How do we make it part of your biology? Because we see cybersecurity as transcending all aspects of our lives. It's really designed to push that awareness down, get people excited that there's a career opportunity that people may not have thought of. Most kids, you know, when they're young, they look at the people around them for inspiration. Well, we believe that as we put this focus down and we expose them to this opportunity and the fact that there's a possible career at the end of the pipeline, that's the key. Because in the end, people are looking, as they get older and older, of a job. And so we think of cybersecurity as that next, that new and growing, expanding profession. It right now, as a profession, is expanding faster and growing faster at around 22% a year, based on recent statistics. Then that's faster than the next three or four professions combined are growing in a year. So this is an exploding profession that's at the cusp of really becoming one of the dominant careers in the United States.
As you take these students through these programs and they get a job at an agency, is there an effort to continue to set them up with mentors?
Yeah, and most agencies and businesses are starting to adopt a more mentorship program. We and many of the federal agencies are doing the same thing. For example, in DHS, they have a rotation and mentorship strategy within DHS that assigns mentors and then assigns rotational assignments to people during their careers so they can learn about the entire agency, not just one specific smaller component, and they can grow. Because ultimately, in the end, you want to have leaders who have an expansive knowledge. And this also includes now working towards rotational strategies with other agencies and public and private sector rotations. We're looking at moving to that. So sending in a government employee to a private sector company in exchange for one of their employees for a year or so, and you know, each employer maintains the salary and the benefits for the person, but they just go and work in that environment to get that exposure. And at the high school level, there's a program out there called Life Journey that's a product of Cyber Maryland. And that's an online mentorship project where people can go and learn the life in the day of a cybersecurity professional. And they offer other professions, too. You can actually go and learn the life in the day of the Baltimore Ravens capologist, the person who determines how much salary the Baltimore Ravens are going to spend, how much they can spend on each player, all 53 players on the team, which is an evolving science and how things do with sports teams. Other industries are getting involved to get these kids excited about, and all related to really STEM education. So where do the more technical skills fit in? It's not that you have to necessarily pursue a STEM type degree to get a job in some of these technical fields, but you have to have some basic STEM education and have some basic understanding as you evolve in your career. So the idea is don't focus during high school on taking the easiest classes. Take the classes that can lead to skills in multiple things later on. And kids need to jump at the opportunity to hone their skills, to get better, to test themselves. Because once you get into the workplace, you know, you're going to be asked to do tough things. You're going to be asked to think outside the box. And you're going to be asked to come up with new ideas. And so always challenging yourself is something that I want to really encourage the young folks of America is, don't settle for simple. Take on the toughest challenges you can all the way through life.
They talked about how some of the unlikely non-STEM folks are coming. I know that the high school programs, you're working it into the curriculum, the regular everyday curriculum. But these folks that you're seeing in colleges, how are you reaching them and where are they coming from?
Actually, when it comes to federal employment, many agencies don't mandate a particular type of degree. So it doesn't say a degree in computer science is required. Now, some jobs it does. I mean, if you're going to a medical job, it'll tell you a degree. But in most of the jobs you'll find is that they're looking for specific skills. So the degree may not necessarily matter. It's, can you do these things? Do you have experience doing these types of things? I know many cybersecurity professionals out there that don't have a computer science degree. They have another degree. It could be STEM related, it could be an engineering degree, or it could be a soft science skill degree. But they have a proclivity and an interest in cybersecurity. So they've taken some certifications, they've got some hands-on skills that they've done. Well, to get those jobs, they need to relate those things on a resume to get them through the hiring process. So the key to really getting a government job is to look at that USA Jobs posting, that position description, and look for those skills. Don't tie yourself to a degree. Look at the skills and knowledges that they're asking for, and if you have them, shape a resume that shows that. That's how you get the job.
You talked about training in a range environment. Mm-hmm. And you said that the military has done a great job of that. How prevalent is that across the rest of the government?
It's not prevalent across the rest of the government. Now, a lot of universities are starting to adopt smaller ranges where they can do some experiential learning and things like that, which is a good move. But a federated type range for the civilian government in the United States is not there. And I think that one of the next steps in this evolution to raise the bar of the skill sets, especially in the federal government, is to have an environment where cybersecurity professionals can go on to, they can practice and hone their skills, they can learn new tactics, techniques, and procedures, they can see the latest and greatest threat and how it would propagate on the network that they're defending, and allow us to do assessments of their skills, similar to, you know, what the aviation industry does and the medical field, that your continuing education, it really needs to be a hands-on, performance-based education. We, over the years, within cybersecurity, many people get a type of certification, and then they do some classroom-type activity that qualifies them to renew their certification, but it never bothers to test whether they actually have the skills that certification says. And moving towards that environment, I think, is important for us to raise the bar. They need a place to practice. They need a place to learn. And you can't become better at what you're doing unless you're able to practice. And it has to be threat realistic. It has to have the latest and greatest emerging threat. That, I believe, is our key to success in combating, no matter what the threat is, whether it's an advanced persistent threat, whether it's a zero-day, whether it's any type of threat that comes across the network. A chance to hone your skills and learn and see that in a practice environment is critical for their success and their growth as cybersecurity professionals.
In Arlington, Virginia, I'm Lauren Larson, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.